بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، just read a few lines of these passages in regards to the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Among the attributes and the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Ba'ithu. Al-Ba'ithu, the resurrector. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect us in the day of Qiyamah. And as you were in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put everything together once again. All our faculties, our body parts, joints, muscles, everything. To create the first time was easy for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. To recreate will be even more easier for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for us to have this yaqeen and belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect us. And there will be hisab kitab. There will be accountability. A person will have to give the account of his youth, how he spent his youth, how he earned his wealth, how he earned his wealth and how he spent his wealth. The knowledge he had, how much amal he made upon it. So as it mentions thereafter in regards to the beautiful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perhaps the main doubt these deniers have, those that deny it, the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the power of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that Allah has created the entire universe, is all in the hidden wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reason for it. So perhaps the main doubt these deniers have is that after dying and turning to dust, the parts and atoms of man is spread throughout the world. The wind blows it from one place to another. These atoms also spread throughout the world by other means and causes. How will all these atoms now be brought together on the day of Qiyamah? If they are somehow brought together, how will they then be brought to life again? This is all in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As ulama say, that where our imagination stops, the peak of it, the height of it, Allah Ta'ala's qudrat only starts from there. Allah's power starts from there. It's beyond wara al-wara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond everything. However, they never sit to ponder. Have not the world's atoms joined together to form the present existence? The water, wind, and small particles which appear from east and west form part of man's food and becomes part of their body. Allah Ta'ala does it. The food, where doesn't come from? وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خَلَقَكُمْ مِنْ تَرَابٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, from the signs of Allah's power, that Allah ta'ala's complete and perfect power, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you min turabin, from sand. Allah ta'ala made you from sand. Allah ta'ala goes right to the source of it where you came from. وَلَنْعَمَ خَلَقَهَا. Allah ta'ala says the animals, the cattle, small cattle, big cattle, Allah ta'ala says you made them for your benefit, for you to eat, وَمِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ, that you will eat from thereof. And those animals, where they got their fodder from and their food, min turab, from the ground, from the sand, that is where they got it from. So they ate from there, then you sorted the animal, and then you partook of that meat. From there the semen was produced, from there insan came into existence. So Allah Ta'ala says, you started from there, not from the wombs of your mother, from the ground you came. So how all of that came together now? Where that animal came from, all the atoms and particles in the food. Now, when it comes to food also, and the food it ate from, oh, the veggies we have, the rice we have, the masalas we have, zafran, everything else, the different parts of the world, Allah Ta'ala puts it together. Allah Ta'ala show you, if I did all of that, put it together for you to consume, they put, to put you together will be even more easier. To put you together will even be easier for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will do it. The water, wind, and small particles which appear from east and west form part of man's food and become part of their body. This pitiable person at times does not even realize that in one morsel which he is taking into his mouth, so many particles have been brought together from different countries of the world. What difficulty can there be for that being who, through his complete wisdom and planning, has given existence to every single human and animal? Every single thing is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge encompasses every single creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is beyond the knowledge of Allah, and Allah sustains every one of them. Allah ta'ala is the nourisher. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of them. Tadrijan, gradually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a Rabb. Rabb is that being that brings everything to existence and gradually brings it to completion. Only Allah can do that. It's only by the command and the hukam of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. What difficulty can there be? For that being, through his complete wisdom and planning, has given existence to every single human and animal by gathering and assembling scattered particles from throughout the universe to now gather all these particles again, whereas all the forces of the world, water, wind, etc., all under his command and are subservient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By his signal, the wind, the water, and the atmosphere will gather the particles found in them. What doubt lies in this? The reality is that they have not realized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's supreme power and greatness. They estimate and judge his power in accordance with their standards of power. Insan can't think beyond that. What he thinks now is the height of power, the pinnacle of power, compared to the power of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that even one drop, nothing whatsoever. So we can't even ponder it. Look how when it comes to Jannat also. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, that Jannat is a place no eye has seen, no ears heard about, and no person's mind has even comprehended Jannat. It's beyond. You can't even think about it. Haven't heard about it. You haven't even fathomed, haven't seen it, haven't heard about it. So there's an objection also, ulama say, that we have heard about Jannat. From different ahadith, different Quranic ayat, we heard about the rivers, the food, the urs, and the comforts and the luxuries of Jannah. We heard in Quran Sharif, we heard in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this hadith Sharif says that Jannah is a place you haven't seen, haven't heard about, haven't comprehended, fathomed. So muhaddithin, commentators of hadith say that this hadith, which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had mentioned, that Jannah is a place you haven't seen, no eye has set upon, no ear has heard about it, and no mind has thought about it, refers to those jannas which Allah hasn't mentioned in Quran and Hadith. It's beyond you. This little bit picture Allah Ta'ala gave you just to entice you a little bit. Just to entice you, Jannah is so beautiful. Why are you hankering behind this material which will come to an end and you can't take it with you? That's the real world. Everything is real over there. And this hadith implies to those jannat, those paradise which insan didn't even hear, the pleasures what Allah has kept in there. The pleasures Allah Pak has kept in there. Now we find insan, whether it's think tanks, thinking about entertainment, sports, what's the next thing now we can catch the people with, what's the next type of sport we see throughout the years, what and what they haven't come up with. Different types of sports, like acrobatics, and whether it's before we only knew some boogie boarding or some surfing. Now, what they're not doing on the ocean now? Different things, they're flying up and down, going below the water also. And all these things, whether it's on the water, whether it's the mountains, right? And all these things, now they're thinking what more to do with all these things around them. Whereas all this already is the knowledge of Allah. Allah knows about all these things already. This insanlah is still thinking ahead now what to do, then he'll make the equipment, design it, and how to have fun in dangerous places also, and all this in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and beyond that also. وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. The Quran Sharif Allah Ta'ala says, وَالْخَيْلَ وَالْبِغَالَ وَالْحَمِيرَ تَرْكَبُوهَا وَزِينَ. Allah Ta'ala made the khayl, وَالْحِمَارَ. Allah Ta'ala made the horse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the donkeys and the mule. Allah Ta'ala made them for you to ride them, for you to use them as conveyances, to carry your loads. And then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. So Allah Ta'ala mentioned a few modes of transportation that was used that time. That insan was using horses, mules, donkeys, etc. This is what he knew. At that time, he never thought a time will come now, something called aerodynamics, and 0 to 100, and so many kilowatts, so much horsepower. Never thought of it that time. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala already said, this is my knowledge. وَيَخْلُقُوا مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. All these things I made for you already to use as conveyances, and وَتَحْمِلُوا أَثْقَالَهَا, and they will carry your loads also. And Allah says that He will create those things you have no knowledge about. And then Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimullah mentions Ma'arif al-Quran, in that one small verse, Allah Ta'ala has encompassed every type of conveyance till Qiyamah. I will create many more things still to come which you don't have knowledge about also. What still has to come? How will come to the Qiyamah, whether the types of vehicles we have, now they're flying them, what were they doing with them, and the ship, submarines, and the space shuttles, and what they're making right now, all that comes in this ayat. Allah says, I will make it. What you don't have knowledge of, it will happen. So this only in dunya, we are seeing this, we can imagine now in Jannat Allah Pak is kept. Which a kind of foot in this world right now. It's beyond. And they call this to artificial intelligence. It's all artificial, not real. Real intelligence, that is hikmat Allah Ta'ala will give it. Jannat, those will be real things. They will be complete safety. So to get yaqeen upon these promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where they had to be tuned, Ya Allah, so much you've made, so much in the knowledge of Allah, to the minutest atom, everything is the knowledge of Allah, the control of Allah, Allah is sustaining it, Allah is keeping it alive, whether matter, whether atom, whether molecules, whatever it may be out there, that insan has studied and still more is finding and is unearthing and is finding ajeebati things in the dunya, in the earth, above the skies, in the oceans, still finding things. Hasn't come to the end of it, so many, with a million years, billions of years. And he's still looking, he's still finding, and there's no end to it. We can imagine Jannat now, no end to it. How much you're going to find there? How much of enjoyment there? How much of pleasure there? How much of entertainment there? And is for who? For those that will just behave a little in the dunya. Don't break the command of Allah. So for this, my dear brothers, to get this yaqeen, to get this conviction, to get this reality, that's a real place to be. And to live our life not connected to dunya. That a person's heart is open. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَوَا عَلَى نُورٍ مَرَبِّ Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, haven't you seen that person who Allah Ta'ala has expanded his chest? Allah Ta'ala has expanded his chest, and this is a noor. فَوَا عَلَى نُورٍ is upon a noor from his Rabb Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The noor Allah Ta'ala puts in the heart. That now he's just disinclined from dunya. He's just doing dunya because he has to, but there's no enjoyment in it. There's no enjoyment. He does it. He earns a livelihood. And that to Allah Ta'ala is sending it for him. Disinclined from dunya. And then he prepares for maut before maut can come. Dunya doesn't entice him anymore. All the toys of dunya, pleasures of dunya, enjoyment of dunya, is he on his place? Is not that there's a drive that I have to do this thing, I'm feeling left out. This type of feeling should be for deen. How can I be left out? And as we all know, tomorrow the ishtima will start. How can it be from that I be left out? Those are real gardens of Jannat in this world. How can a person not want to be there? Where the whole maybe country or province or from overseas, ulama ikram are coming and how many are coming also. Those are the real gardens of Jannah. To understand you're sitting there, how much noor of Allah Ta'ala will come into the heart. Then the disinclination. You see, when it comes to Islam, my dear brothers, that's once a week. It's a daily reminder. Islam, character, ibadat, akhlaq, social interaction, business dealings, is a reminder all the time. Then once in a lifetime, or once in a week, then that will come right. It's a daily reminder, a person has to make an intention and remind himself until it becomes in default mode. Otherwise, what happens with the wife, with the family, with the children? Then a person will hear the majlis, he'll go home 1-2 days, then already he'll react as he normally reacts. Then he's a reminder again. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَى They continue reminding, till that reminder becomes a reality. That now it's in me. Before I can react like how I used to react, now I remember. Not supposed to react like that. There's haughtiness, there's pride, there's arrogance. This is the correct way. The reaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a continuous reminder, till mut. Person can't say, I got it. Hazrat always says that you take a ball and you throw it up. It'll continue claiming. But when he reaches pinnacle and the height, it won't stop there. It'll come down faster. So too with Islah, so too with Iman, person feels, I got it, he'll fall. Can never happen that you just have it. Dunya is designed like that. Business is the same thing also. You can't say, right, I got it. Right, the shop is stocked up, it's done. Nice is for life, I'm going to run like that. This is going to happen. Carry on stocking up. It's a daily activity, daily service. It's a daily chakkar we have to go through. Iman is the same thing also. Salah is the same thing also. Akhlaq, Iman is the same thing. It's a daily. Daily mudakara and a reminder till it comes into the heart and our person has to maintain it till mood and make it better all the time. So alhamdulillah, ishtima is starting tomorrow. Therefore, every single person should be at the ishtima. The ishtima, just one thing was coming to mind also. We hear
two different qiraats. Ijtima and istima. Whether it's ijtima, whether it's istima. But these are two Arabic words. Ijtima comes from the word ijtama'a yajtami'u fahuwa ijtima'un. Ijtama'a means to gather together. For people to gather, together. I get jama'at. You get jama'at and you get sama'at. So jama'a means the gathering. So people, they get together, ijtama'a yajtami'u, they gather together, then you call that a jama'a, a congregation. The correct word is ijtima'. But also we say istima', which can be correct also, because it comes from sami'a. Sami'a means to listen. Istama'a yastami'u, istima' means to listen carefully. So you go to the ijtima' for istima', to listen carefully. But the correct word is ijtima'. So we go there to listen with the heart open. What is being said right now. I remember all this we are doing for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This doesn't belong to some tablighi movement or some jamaat movement. I don't go in jamaat, not my thing. No, jamaat is a branch of deen when Nabi alayhi salatu gave us this effort to revive deen. So we can't say, is that my thing? I don't go in jamaat. We all are born with this effort of deen. We have to make the effort of deen to come into my life and to worry about the next person. Otherwise, the system of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala was that a Nabi would be sent when the nation, the qabila, the tribe, the family, that area, the country, whatever it may be, they lost their qibla direction. They went off the track, they deviated. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was sending a Nabi as a nadira wa bashira, as a warner and a bearer of glad tidings. That if you do good, Allah will reward you. If you do evil, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish you. So with shafaqa, with muhabbat, with love, he would warn them, bring them back to deen. Then when he would pass on, then their nation slowly, slowly, because it was not the speciality to warn others, to remind others, they would stick to their ibadat. كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعلوا. Bani Israel, they never used to command evil, forbid the evil between themselves. So this wasn't the speciality, they never used to do it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them because they forgot the message. So what happened? Then the next Nabi will come to remind them. Now logically speaking, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the last Nabi. Allah's system is, and every time the ummah will go astray, Nabi will be sent. So we have an objection. Ya Allah, what about us now? That was your system throughout time, that you will send a warner to the people to bring them back, so to say, deliver them, to save them, to bring them back to deen. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, 1440 plus years has already elapsed. So ya Allah, how are we going to remain as Muslims? Logical question. How is it we're going to remain? How have we remained till now? And how will this remain till the day of Qiyamah? How will it remain in my family? That iman will remain there as it should be. Not just now, but Hazrat says, the drawing of paper iman. Like how if a lion is drawn on a piece of paper, you see, he's a lion. Yes, he's a lion, but not a lion also, a paper lion. Paper lion, the child is poking the eye, cutting the tail, and he says, I killed a lion. He says, subhanAllah, how you kill the lion? He says, cut his tail first, then I cut the head off, then the legs off. How you did that? He says, no, it was a drawing. Wasn't it all iman is like that? Sometimes the tail is cut, some intermingling, some wedding, some walima, some coffee, some kahwa, cut the ear a little bit, they will draw it again, carries on. It's not a lion. The lion one is in the jungle, that's a real lion. So iman is real iman, not just paper iman. They written there, I have iman. Now we keep the name iman also. So whether it's really iman? Iman is iman of Sahaba radiallahu anhu. They were people of iman. Allah beautifully, Mawlana Umar Palampuri rahimahullah would say that the power of the goli banduk mein hai, that the power of the bullet is in the gun. He says the power or sher ki taqat jungle mein hai, the power of the lion is in the jungle. He says the power of an ummati is in the path of Allah. When it's moving in the path of Allah, then kufr shakes. Something is happening. Otherwise, they put us in a cage like how they put the lion. Hazrat says they put the lion in the cage, they got their zoo. They got a nice big lion. So Hazrat gives the example, the two old bajis, motas, they came with the stick. Chalo, we go see some lion today. They do some lion watching. So they come, the lion is relaxing there, he's yawning away. They want the lion to roar, they're roaring also. So both of them got the stick, they're poking it a little bit.
throwing some stones. Say, hey, sleepy lion, not even roaring today. Lazy he is. So they carry on walking. Now the lion was in the cage, couldn't do anything to them. Then they heard on the loudspeaker in the zoo that we have an emergency, please take cover, that the lion has escaped from the cage, somebody left the gate open. Others say they throw the sticks away and 0 to 100 they're running. Say they're gone. Because now, wo jungle ki taqat maidan mein hai. Jungle mein, now the lion is out. When it was there, all the poking, making it, making fun of it, throwing stones, he said the ummah has become like that. Put us in one cage, now you must start bleeping like us and making meow like us also. But you're a lion in the path of Allah. Hazrat says you're a lion in the path of Allah. He said the lion was captured, the cub. Farmer captured the cub and he put it amongst the sheep. Put it amongst the sheep and the lion grew up amongst the sheep. The sheep started making, what sound they make? They bleat. Huh? So the lion also is bleating. So one day the real lion came from the hilltop and he sees that the cub has become now a fully grown lion. And he's bleating and playing with the sheep. He says, Inna lillahi, usko kya hua? Woh bahut bimar hai. So what happened to this lion? He's very sick. He forgot how to even roar. He's the king of the jungle. So quietly he went and caught him and pulled him one side. He said, what happened to you? He said, what's wrong? He says, you're bleating like a sheep, you're a lion. Hazrat says to so many samosas that you're not eating. All the sheep are samosas. But you're not eating. You're eating grass. You're very sick. You're eating grass and we have coffee here and go shopping there. Like what sheep you're carrying on. You're a lion, you move in the path of Allah. That's a Muslim. He says, no, what are you talking about? He said, come with me. Took him to the river. He said, look in the river, you look like me or you look like them. He says, no, I look like you. He says, now open your mouth and pump your chest a little bit and take out your voice. And then when he roared, then the sheep ran away. Hazrat says, Subhanallah, this is what Khalid bin Walid. When he gave one roar, one takbir, then the empire shook. The Khalid is coming. One Khalid bin Walid. All from Yemen coming to Syria. Say, ya Allah, Khalid is coming finally. What's going to happen now? Herakla to run for his life. Hercules. He took one Khalid bin Walid, one Umar bin Khattab, one Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, one Dirar bin Azwar. It was one Sahabi. I can't remember the names, but in one battle, Sahaba Ikram asked, has Umar bin Khattab or Abu Siddiq, and who that we needed? Reinforcements. We need reinforcements, if I remember clearly. We can check it up, inshallah, later. But he says, as he wanted some troops. So he said, I'll send for you 4 Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And each one equal to how many? Equal to 1,000. These 4 Sahaba, each one equal to 1,000. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned. Each one of them is equal to 1,000 men. So imagine what lions they were in the path of Allah. So what has happened to us? We become sheep now. Ishima will carry on there, we're sitting at home. Sheep sit at home, sitting in the cage. The real men of Allah in the path of Allah. They say, I can't sleep outside, I can't sleep in the tent, I can't sleep. But we're all going in the bush. We're all going now fishing, and going here and going there. That to say, I have a bad sleep, but we're still carrying on. Forgot my pillow, neck is not right, but carrying on still. So for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we can give it up for a few nights. To spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are the host of the ijtima. What Allah will give on those nights? Who will be crying? Who's there? وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْنَا الْمُسْتَقْدِمِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْنَا الْمُسْتَأْخِرِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows those who are going ahead and those who are remaining behind. It's the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are occasions for us to be accepted in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the Hajj, as the Shaykh had mentioned in the kitab also, during Hajj, وَلِي أَبَ اللَّهِ فَلَّ أَسْلِيمُ And he sees two angels are talking. So one asking the other, how many hujjaj this year? The 600,000. 600,000. How many accepted? None of them. Illa. He woke up and he's crying, Allah, nobody's Hajj accepted. How can it be 600,000? Nobody's Hajj got accepted. Falls asleep again, makes dua, falls asleep. He sees the two angels talking again. And then one is saying to the other, Allah Ta'ala's raham and mercy fell upon them, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted only 6 of them. From 600,000, Allah Ta'ala accepted 6. And for every one of these 6, Allah Ta'ala accepted 100,000. Every 6 Allah Ta'ala accepted, 100,000, all got accepted because of 6. This is why you come for Salah with Jama'ah. And Jumu'ah, even more people. Allah Ta'ala is giving excuse. More coming, we don't know who's accepted. The one who get accepted, the rest all got chucked in. Ishtima is coming, everyone is coming. So we should all be there, spend the nights over there. Take maximum benefit, wake up in the night, make dua for hidayat. Ya Allah, we must leave the world with hidayat and iman, and our families and progenies. For this we go out in the path of Allah to iman and yaqeen. Little bit sacrifice. When Ahmad Lassab mentioned that the beautiful homes Allah Pak has given us, the soft beds Allah Pak has given us, and all the luxuries and comforts. He said the spiritual zakat of what you're enjoying at home. We can just picture right now at home, what don't we have? Is that mine? Allah Ta'ala gave it to me. Is that my intelligence or my job? It's the fazl of Allah. So he says that sometimes, kabi, sometimes, the nice soft bed Allah Pak gave you, that warm room Allah Pak has given you, the warm house Allah Pak has given you, sometimes give it up to go and sleep on a sleeping bag in the house of Allah, in the path of Allah. As shukr to Allah, Ya Allah, the house you've given me. Ya Allah, I thank you for this. That I give up my house, my room, my bed for few hours in the path of Allah to thank Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I'malu ala Dawood shukra. Shukr is with the tongue. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said to the family of Dawood alayhi salatu salam and Dawood alayhi salatu salam, I'malu ala Dawood shukra. I'malu shukran. O family of Dawood, make amali shukr to Allah. Was amal shukr, practical shukr, physical shukr to Allah. Do some amal and show your appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we make shukr, we make dua. One is to leave the house, pack my sleeping bag, and go in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Leave the wife for 2 nights. Tomorrow, ishtima will start at Jummah time. Jummah will take place, at 10 past 12 will be adhan, day after the bayan, 1 o'clock will be khutbah. Then all the programs will begin. Shouldn't be that I'm somewhere else right now. That's the place to be right now. If we are to really understand, Allah is opening up Jannat already. Who is prepared to come and already secure their place? These are the places, the gathering, where so many ulama ikram, bayans are taking place. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to spend that time in the path of Allah right at our doorstep. If we don't appreciate it, Allah Pak is mustaghni, absolutely independent. Allah Pak doesn't need us. Allah Pak can give it to somebody else. It is already happening in the world. So many of the nations and countries, mashallah, they make effort of deen. They are progressing, they're going ahead. It shouldn't be now, you become like Bani Israel. Plenty of ulama, plenty of huffaz. Somebody will be there, somebody will sort it out. I don't have to go, I'm all right. I'll get thrown in also. No. وَيَسْتَبْدِ الْقَوْمَ غَيْرَكُمْ Allah Pak says, I will just change you with somebody else. وَلَا تَدُرُّوهُ شَيْعًا And you'll cause no harm to Allah. There'll be no harm to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So we don't show ingratitude to Allah. Ya Allah, it's happening right here. Is that a jama'at tabligh? Ya Allah, it's an ishtima for the ummat. That the way we are accommodating, everybody come make dua, make tawbah, make istighfar, go out in the path of Allah, serve somebody, feed somebody, be kind to someone, tell him a good word, buy him some food. These are all opportunities. We don't know where we're going to score right now. And for the women folk that will sit at home, they get the full reward for it. Full reward. Whatever time we're spending, wealth we are spending, the nights we are spending, they are at home, they're feeling lonely. That loneliness here will become for them now in the qabr, mashallah, they won't be alone. Alone here in the qabr, they won't be alone. That night you spent alone, one, two nights, Allah will say, tonight you won't be alone. Now your Quran will be there with you, your dhikr will be there with you, the sabr you made will be with you. Now you'll have company in the qabr now. Now you won't be wahshat, there won't be wilderness, you won't feel unfamiliar. It is one, two nights in the path of Allah. Inshallah, we all will try, inshallah. Tonight we request the brothers also, after we finish here, to go to the ishtima site. They're rolling out the carpets there in the tents. We can go and help them, inshallah. All the namaz will be performed there. We'll get the full reward of it. Just today, one carpet, so much. These all opportunities Allah Pak is giving it. Only Allah Ta'ala showed us the unseen. We have seen the malaika, what du'as they're making for us. And how they say, marhaba, mahra. Oh, the ummat al-Nabi Ali, ummat. What an opportunity. Thursday night, Durood Sharif, present the amal to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. That now we are welcoming the ummat for the sake of deen, for the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever time we can give, they will give our time. And tomorrow the programs will start, Allah Ta'ala accept it, inshallah. We'll make dua, then we proceed there, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa laqibatu lil muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ya Kareem, ya Haleem, ya Hadi, ya Rabbil Alameen, O Kareem, Rahim Allah, accept the ishtima, O May Allah, accept all the programs, O Kareem, Rahim Allah.
all the jama'at that are coming, O Allah, all that are here, all the, those that are proceeding in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, accept all of them, make it easy. Ya Allah, write our names, Ya Allah, write our names in those, in the scrolls of acceptance, O Allah. Take us out in your path, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, return the ummah, Ya Allah, to the glory and the pinnacle which Nabi alayhi salatu salam left the ummah upon, O Allah, of akhlaq, of iman, of a'mal, of ibadat, of mu'amalat and mu'asharat. Complete deen alive, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, remove kufr from the world, Ya Allah. Let your deen prevail, let Islam prevail, let your deen environment prevail. Protect our iman, O my Allah, the iman of our progenies, our children, our families. O my Kareem Rahim Allah, keep us with iman and take us with iman in the condition you're happy with us. Ya Allah, make the weather conducive for the ishtima, O my Allah. Make it easy for the brothers, Ya Allah. Grant afiyat, sihat, and salamat, and qabuliyat. Ya Allah, accept all the bayan that will take place. Make it easy, O my Allah. All the salat that will take place, all the dhikr and Quran tilawat, and the khidmat. Ya Allah, only you are the doer, nobody else, O my Allah. Ya Allah, we are just little puppets, O my Allah, in front of you. Ya Allah, what can we do, O Kareem Rahim Allah? You are Qadir and Mutlaq. Ya Allah, your power has no bounds, has no limits, O my Allah. You let it happen, it's by your tawfiq. You are allowing it to happen. Ya Allah, you accept it, O my Allah. So many have come, O my Allah, over these last 2 weeks, O my Allah. Ya Allah, from different homes, they left their homes in the night, Ya Allah, to help. Ya Allah, accept them, accept those that will come, accept those that will listen, those that will perform salah there, those that will give the bayan and perform the namaz, accept every one of them, O my Allah. Make it a means of a hidayat. My entire humanity for jinnat and insan till the day of qiyamah. Ya Allah, fully accept all the ishtimas, all the islahi, jalsas, make it a means of our hidayat, our islah completely. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, you become happy, you become pleased, O my Allah. Give us ikhlas in all these a'mal, that Ya Allah, we do it only and only for you, O my Allah, that you become happy, O my Allah. And Ya Allah, make it a sadqa jariya to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make his beautiful heart happy, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Reward Nabi alayhi salatu salam, the best of rewards, O my Allah, and all the sahaba radiallahu anhum, the ahl bayt, the ahl rasul. Ya Allah, the Sahaba ikram, the Tabi'in, Tabu Tabi'in, and all ulama ikram, and all the Muslims, O my Allah. Ya Allah, make it, Ya Allah, of the lifting of Adab Qabr from the, Ya Allah, from the Qabr of the Ummatis of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, say this, Adab Qabr, Adab Jahannam. And make, Ya Allah, the decision of Hidayat and Jannat for the entire Ummah till the day of Qiyamah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'u al-alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwab al-rahim. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين سبحان الله الرحمن سبحان الله.